Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and this is After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that. A team of security forces left Barbados after midnight on July 6th for St. Vincent and the Grenadines to provide support and aid in the relief efforts following the destruction by Hurricane Beryl in the Grenadines. Starcom Network News reporter Tanisha Rock-Yaw will be following the initial relief efforts. In this update, one of the senior officers described the mission.
I am Superintendent Eldine Henry, and I am the Staff Officer Plans at the Regional Security System Headquarters. The RSS is an 8-member state alliance from the Eastern Caribbean and Guyana who have agreed to provide one another assistance on request in situations where they have been overwhelmed, whether it comes to security or natural disasters. This particular mission is a humanitarian assistance and disaster response mission where security forces are going in to provide support to the affected member states to assist in their recovery during the in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl. For the security forces, this is our first trip, and we are going to have another one tomorrow. But this is the first trip of security forces to St. Vincent. Today's trip, we have 25 police officers heading down to St. Vincent. That contingent is comprised of 15 police officers from the Royal Police Force of Antigua and Barbuda, and 10 police officers from the Royal St. Lucia Police Force. Having had experience in deployments in situations such as what they're going to face, I reminded them that firstly, they're going to provide support to the Royal Police Force of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and that they need to be flexible and innovative on the ground. The situation is not going to be ideal. It's not going to be five-star treatment. So they need to be able to withstand the hazards and the discomforts of the situation without complaining, because as members of the units who are part of this deployment, primarily Special Services Unit, when they go through basic training, they are put through situations which forces them to endure arduous situations. So these individuals would have had a background in training that would allow them to continue to perform under strenuous conditions. We are also going to be providing assistance to Grenada. As you are aware, and the reports would have shown that most of the Grenadine Islands and also the small island territories of Grenada were affected, which includes Petite Martinique, Carriacou in Grenada, and Union Island, Meru, and the other Grenadine Islands. So we are providing assistance to both St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada in this context. This first deployment is going to St. Vincent. However, the one which is scheduled for tomorrow, which will be a contingent of 32 soldiers comprising of soldiers from the Antigua and Barbuda Defense Force and the Barbados Defense Force, will be heading down to Grenada to provide support to the Royal Grenada Police Force under the circumstances.
Superintendent Eldine Henry, staff officer at the Regional Security System, describing the mission as they offer disaster recovery support in the Grenadines. This has been After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Continue to listen to the Starcom network of stations as our team tracks the initial recovery of St. Vincent and the Grenadines after Hurricane Beryl. Brought to you compliments of CG United. Good like that.